Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Say, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Where my dogs at? All with me now. Wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. All my girls are running with it. Love, I was going down. Say, wow.
Yeah, Marks and Reese, we're back.
We couldn't come up with a better Bow Wow song than this.
I don't even know what another Bow Wow song is. Now, that's Lil Bow Wow there,
yes.
Right? Yeah, he's a kid.
Yes.
Why, did he come up with, as he was an adult or older, he had more music?
Yes.
I lost track of him when after he became just Bow Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He's an actor now, though, right?
Yeah.
Bow Wow, he's an actor. So, anyway, he is an Atlanta Falcon fan. He was very upset. Here's what he had to say after the Falcons loss.
Just every year, the Falcons are just like, it's just, we ain't been right since the Super Bowl. And it's just like, all the Philly fans is in there going crazy. They waving their hands like this. They doing some eagle fly, like, chant that they do in Lincoln Financial. And they bring all that energy, that Philly energy to they bring that down to Atlanta. And then, yo, Big Ticker, what are you doing, bro? Like, then you going to play Meek Mill after the Eagles score? Like, we in Philly, bro. We in Atlanta. Come on, why? What is you doing? You amping them up. It was so much green at the Ben Stadium that it made no sense.
Yeah, he's right. Good for you, Bow Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wait, was that his first Falcon game? What's wrong with him? He lives down there.
Yeah.
That's not his first Falcon game. You kidding me? I played there for 2 years. I saw Green Bay come in and take over the stadium. I saw the Eagles fans come in and take over the stadium. I saw the Steeler fans come in and take over the stadium. I saw the Cowboy fans come in and take over the stadium. Like, any major fan base
takes over the stadium.
Takes over the stadium down there. What are you talking about, Bow Wow? You know it's a bunch of fair weather fans down there. You're from Ohio. Shut up.
Well, when I
from Columbus.
When I saw it, I was like, man, Hugh needs the passion of Bow Wow to call into the show.
No, what hurt Bow Wow was, hey, that was embarrassing. And then the Big Ticker playing Meek Mill music at the, Big Ticker, you're liable to get fired.
Yeah, really? What are you doing?
Playing music after the Eagles scored touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, it may seem like a home game for the Eagles, but you don't have to make it a home game for the Eagles.
Not, especially not when they pay you.
No, so, exactly.
Yeah, come on, Bow. Come on, Bow.
All right, we have limited interruptions here for the next 2+ hours, so it's a great time to get in at 215-592-9494. So I hope you used the bathroom mic.
I did.
Jack,
I did.
Are we good?
I actually didn't. I'm already regretting it.
Really? So I not only have an energy drink, I have my jug of iced tea, and I brought a thing of Tasty Cakes in, some chocolate bells, just in case.
There you go.
Let's do it. Real fast here, Norm Macdonald, Saturday Night Live, actor, he passed away. It was announced a short while ago from cancer.
Man.
He was 61. I didn't know he had cancer. Apparently, he kept it private, and no one really knew, at least publicly, that he had cancer. So,
sure.
Norm Macdonald dead. That was quite a shock. I'm not the biggest Saturday Night Live fan. I don't watch it anymore, but I did watch it during Norm's era and back then, so... Always enjoyed him. He was always very good.
Yeah, man. That's just another one of our childhood sort of people we grew up watching on TV, and just another reminder that every day is not given, and you need to take advantage of the time that you're here.
Definitely.
These things hit closer and closer to home as we get older.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, listen, 61 is
that's
in
right around the corner, brother.
We know how fast this time goes.
Yes, sir.
It goes quickly, so that's a shame. All right. But, I mean, what is he known for other than Saturday Night Live? He had a TV show, Norm, Jack. I mean, you're a millennial. What do you know Norm for?
I just know him for Saturday Night Live for me.
Okay.
I think I remember the TV show Norm.
He definitely had I never watched it or anything like that.
I know the roasts.
Yes, comedy. Right. He's always on. Yes, he's
comedy
very
Central,
good at the roasts.
He does a lot of the roasts, yeah.
Yeah, he's good at that. But yeah, just a great comedian in Norm MacDonald. So, all right, 215-592-9494. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers celebrating 40 years in business, 40 years of making memories online. Mark's-jewelers.com. People feeling good about this Eagles team. 55.6%. I mean, honestly, like, you're right. It's a little bit more than a coin flip. Expectations haven't changed. 55% say the expectations have went up after Sunday. 45% say stay the same. That's really interesting. After San Francisco, though, they you said this, and it's very measured thinking. Then you're saying, like, hey, who the hell knows now?
Are you kidding me? Yeah, you beat that team, and people are saying, okay, why can't we beat this team or that team or this team or that team? Yeah, I mean, that's what happens, right? Is the more you see and the more success the team has, the expectations will grow.
Yep.
The expectations will grow. So, you know, I expect it to – I don't expect fans to show up Sunday in some lackluster effort as far as supporting. They're going to come in that thing. That thing is going to be crazy.
Man.
Sunday. It's going to be crazy. So, you know, but people want to wait to see.
Yep. I would say that as far as, like, are the Eagles a good team or are the Falcons a bad team? I'd say 65-35. 35% of it was the Falcons just being a bad team. Yeah. And 65% of it was the Eagles were just like, Eagles are a better team than I even thought they were going to be. So, but some of it was the Falcons.
Yeah. I mean, all you got to do is just say, what class would you put the Eagles in? I mean, you would need to see them. Like, no one's going to get excited when you're in the New York Jets, Cincinnati Bengals, Carolina Panthers, New York Giants, when you're in that class, even if you're at the top of that list. Okay, when you're not Tampa, you're not Kansas City.
No.
You're not Buffalo. You're not at the –
Are you tier three?
Exactly. So what tier are they in? Like, I mean, you got to beat teams in order for people to be convinced you're in that tier.
Yeah, I mean, like, as far as after a week, I mean, it's a good point. After a week, if there's a tier of, like, hey, like, maybe this team is going to surprise people. Like, at the very least, it got everybody's antennas raised to be like, wow, that was a really impressive win. I can't wait to see what they do next. But, like, they're not in the – I mean, the Texans beat up on the Jaguars, but that felt like it was more
– That's the bottom tier. That's too bad. Well, see, that's what you hope. See, I'm glad you brought that up because that's a great example. That's two bad teams playing and one team looking like they dominated that team. Team filled with turmoil, offseason issues, no Deshaun Watson, Dave Culley, first-time head coach. What are they going to do? Look what they went out and did, rallying behind him. What did they put
impressive
up? 30,
win.
What did they put up 37?
Yep.
Right?
Oh, yeah. No, they rolled Urban Meyer.
So nobody is going to put the Texans in a class where they think they're a playoff team, though, right?
No. No.
Why not?
Because they don't really believe that that's the case.
Right.
So what do you think they believe
in Houston after scoring 37 points?
Screw Deshaun Watson. We're good.
Or are they saying, no, we just beat the Jags.
Okay.
We're not a good team. Like, we just beat another bad team.
All right, so I'll put them in this class.
So I don't know what tier we would have the Eagles in. I don't know if we're another bad team to beat a bad team, or are we a good team to beat a bad team?
So I'll give this comp because, like, the Saints have been a perennial playoff team, and
they
I
got
thought
a fantastic coach,
and they have a great roster, and it was a matter of if they had a quarterback or not. So I won't even go there. I'll look at the Raiders, and I'll say the Raiders after the game last night. The thought I have of the Raiders is maybe this is the year that they take that next step. Like, they have some talent on that team, so that's kind of like how I look at the Eagles, which was, all right, like, maybe this young core is pretty good. Maybe the offensive line can stay healthy.
So that, you put them with the Raiders.
I would say the best comp as far as, like, after 1 week, I'd say the Raiders last night.
But the Raiders beat a playoff team. They didn't beat the Falcons.
No, I know, but
Baltimore Ravens with Lamar Jackson.
They were also at home.
They beat a better team is the point I'm making.
Of course they did.
Beat a better team.
Of course they did. Yes.
With a better coach and everything else.
They did. Yeah. They did first game in their new stadium with fans, so the place was electric. Give them credit. Yeah. But I guess my point is that I'm expecting, like, after game last night, I'm like, yeah, I do expect a little bit more out of the Raiders. Maybe they could be a playoff team this year. All right, let's take some phone calls. Yoshi in Brewery Town. Yoshi.
John,
what up, brother?
Jacket, baby. Hey, John, real quick, let me say this. You got a tasty cake, an iced tea, and an energy drink. You definitely going to the bathroom with this series. All that sugar, caffeine. You better get that jug out and take that leak.
So it's diet iced tea because I'm diabetic, and it's the.
Lost Yoshi.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What happened, Yoshi? I was saying, somehow Kenny's on the line.
Oh, we lost. He was on the line.
What is going on here?
All right. He's lost, like.
Yoshi and Kenny, call back. We're sorry. I don't know what the hell happened. But yeah, to your point, yeah, I'm going to be ready to go to the bathroom at 20 after 5, without a doubt. All right. Well, call back in, guys. We'll get you right back up. Matt in Pottstown. Matt in Pottstown. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yo.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, what a great Sunday. And then, like I was saying, like the next 6 days, we're sitting on top of the mountain. And we all know that can be short-lived, but it's a good feeling right now. Mm-hmm. As for expectations, my bar doesn't move a whole lot. I'm still sticking with 9-8, and that's not for lack of confidence or overconfidence. I just think once you set that expectation, we got people that are calling all the time. Like somebody earlier was screaming 13-4 already. When you start putting some WD-40 on that bar and it's sliding back and forth, you lose all concept of what you really are, right? So I'm staying at 9-8, and I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong on the right side of it. You know what I mean?
All right, let me ask you this.
And by the way, 9-8, that's a lot. That's still a long way to get to 9-8. Like, that's still more wins you have to get.
So how much of Sunday, Matt, was the Falcons being a bad team and the Eagles being a good team?
That's right where I was going to go next for my next point. I think it's not as much as people think the Falcons are a bad team because, again, they came out, they punched us right in the mouth, they were moving the ball efficiently, and then the Falcons, you call them, they became the Falcons, or they do what some teams do. They got very predictable in the red zone, in my opinion, and they got dumb. They were moving the ball with Mike Davis and doing little dink and dunks. They got down to the goal line, and everybody knew they were trying to go to Pitts. And to the Eagles' credit, they had him bracketed. They took that right away.
Yeah.
And they know what to do with Matt Ryan down the goal line. You got to give him a little more pressure. I'm loving this defensive coordinator with the pressure and the disguises and the schemes that are going. There wasn't a whole lot of blitzing. There was just a lot of just man-on-man and the other guy getting handled and letting our guys be their guys. Like, there was a point Sunday where my shoulder got a little dislocated, pat myself on the back on Milton Williams and Kenneth Gainwell. Those are two guys that in that pre-draft prediction thing that you guys had that I brought up that I wanted. And, you know, I'm just happy because they're doing well. But, you know, also feeling myself a little bit because there are two names that I called out.
GM. I like it.
Like everything, it comes down to O-line. And it comes down to one thing, and Ike, this is what I just want to kind of end with because maybe you can reference this a little bit playing for Big Red. The O-line is everything to us, right? We all know that they can be all pro, you know, across the board in certain situations when healthy. We got to see a little example of that. But you got to see everybody's talking about that Jordan Mailata rollout where he just steamrolled 27. I mean, stuff like that is stuff that is not common in offensive lines. But my point is, when you look at Jeff Stoutland and the assistant coaches that he has, there's a lot of no-names there. But what I saw with that team at every level, from special teams, defense, offense, straight up and down the line, they were prepared. There was no panic. There was no confusion. There was consistency in everything they did. And one of the biggest things I always felt that Andy Reid was successful with and where he started to slip off on, not by his fault, is when his assistant coaches started getting jobs in other areas. They all became coordinators to, you know, special teams guys to an offensive coordinator.
And you got to replace those guys two, three, four times. It's tougher.
Right. So I think what you see right now, again, I'm not comparing him to Andy Reid. I'm just talking about in terms of the scheme, the building blocks, the pyramid, if you will, with Nick Sirianni. I think you're seeing those same pieces sort of coming together. Maybe this is what Jeffrey Lurie saw when he saw this guy and he wanted to hire him. I just see that strong foundation of a team that I just think is going to, like, keep continuing to build and get better and better and better. And you saw it, last part, Miles Sanders, a guy that I've been sort of, you know, in and out on a little bit because I've always said, you know, he wants to be the guy, but he never shows he wants to be the guy. He looked happy. He was aggressive. He was engaged. You didn't see that from him in 2 years. I love that they came out. Everybody's thinking, oh, they're going to go Smith. They're going to go to Goddard. They're going to do this. Our first two plays were to Quez Watkins. You got to see the ball get spread around offensively. You got to see everybody, you know.
All right, Matt, we got you. We got you. Appreciate it. Yep. Yep. Let's go to Kenny from the Dirty 30. Kenny, what up, man?
Gentlemen.
Kenny.
What's up, Kenny?
Ike, I just got to tell you, no matter where I am in the world, no matter what I'm doing, at 2 o'clock, the day after an Eagles victory, I have to listen to you say victory. And I got to tell you, yesterday you brought a tear to my eye because I haven't heard you do that in earnest in years.
I know. It felt different to me, Kenny. It actually felt – I don't feel like I gave one with full heart and effort last year in the four times that I gave it.
Last year they didn't deserve it one time. Yep. This year, I mean, just to hear it again, it just made my heart swell. It brought a tear to my eye. I wish I could hug you for that.
Oh,
I just
appreciate
really
it.
You. Man, you made Kenny cry yesterday.
I appreciate it, Kenny. Thank you, brother.
Ike almost went out cold.
Yeah, I did almost
so
pass
you know.
Out, yeah.
Well, don't do that, buddy. We need you for at least 9 more.
At least 9 more, yes. Yep, I'll take that.
At least 9 more.
So that gives us 10 wins, so you got us at 10-7.
The problem last year was injuries, bad coaching, and horrible quarterback play.
Mm-hmm.
We corrected all of those so far. We haven't been injured. We have much better coaching, and we have much better quarterback play.
Yep.
Then you look at that cupcake schedule bars, and I can't see how we don't have 10 wins. We don't. Once we get through these first 6, man, it's I can't see how we're not favored in the rest of the games.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, the favorite versus underdog, that stuff will change based on what the Eagles look like week to week. I mean, Vegas is not stupid.
Right.
They're going to change those lines based on what the Eagles look like the prior week. The one thing I will say is that the health portion of this will be critical for us. And I got to be honest with you. Hopefully, the football gods will at least give us 1 year where we're not dealing with injuries after injury after injury after injury. I mean, that's what it's been like the last 4 years. It's just injury after injury after injury after injury to key guys. Well, give us a year where we get to keep most of our key guys out on the field healthy.
Yep.
And let's see what we look like. That is huge. It's 17 weeks in a season now, 18 weeks in a season now. And we're seeing a lot of players go down around the league. My goodness, the first week.
And by the way, Mostert.
Who's who of injury players out there the first week?
Man, Mostert's out for the season now. He's elected to have surgery.
Yeah.
So he's gone. But yeah, I mean.
He certainly wasn't going to be playing Sunday.
He was not. He's going to be out for a while. So.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Yoshi's back. Yoshi, what's up, man? We got you.
All right, I'm back. Good Lord, I don't know what happened. Hey, man, I agree with what Matt just said, what's the name, with the bad coaching, the injuries. And I hate to say it, bad quarterback play. What's saying? Ike, you ain't hear that. But, hey, man. Hey, what's saying? I'm going to keep sticking with this narrative. Competent coaching, man. The thing is, what's name? Jalen for this city. And as long as he keeps receiving competent coaching, he is great for this city. Because the coaching is going to keep him where he needs to be. And anything that comes at him, we know he can take it. The boy is bulletproof when it comes to everybody talking trash. Chris Sims, everybody, I'm glad they talked about Jay. You know why? He's sitting back and he's taking it, and he's allowing it to fuel him in a positive way. He's that type of dude. And I'm telling you, Sunday was a great foundation to build on. Yeah, once again, it was Atlanta. But I'm going to tell you right now, the way they looked in that locker room, them boys was feeling good.
Mm.
And if you feeling that good, what's the name with that game? Hey, man, as long as you keep going out there with that competent coaching and don't get ahead of yourself, you'll keep playing the same way and you'll shock the world. And the first week of the season showed us that, hey, right now, the season is full of shocks. Tyrod,
Scott Taylor wins the game, dominating. Look at what's name Vegas won last night. Look at us. We setting records. What's name against Atlanta? I mean, everything just, you're like, hey, where'd that come from? Where'd that come from? Guess what? Huh? Hey, man, I feel great. My expectations are balanced. I'm still not giving a number. My thing is we're going to win the division and the playoffs. And one last thing, my mailman, Mr. Ernie, he loved y'all guys. He wanted me to say his name on the radio, so I did that.
What's up, mailman Ernie?
What's up, Mr. Ernie?
All right. I love you guys, man. I get on you. Hey, Jack, real quick. It's me and you this week, baby.
Uh-oh. Sounds like an easy win, I got to be honest, Yosh.
Hey, you know what? It was real quick. It was hard for me to win my game. I mean, my man had Jason Kelce. I mean, Travis Kelce. He had Mahomes.
Yeah. It's called drafting. Yes. Yes. By the way, that was Lisa, I believe, who drafted Jason Kelce and Pat Mahomes back-to-back.
Oh.
I think that was Lisa.
Like Samara Action.
Yeah. That's Lisa. I believe that's Lisa.
She got an A draft.
If you add it, average it out, it was 25 points for everybody.
All right, get out of here, Yoshi.
By the way, speaking of the fantasy league, you know who scored 78 points last week and lost?
Wanda?
Sure did, pal.
No, come on, man.
Wanda.
No, hold on a second.
Hold up, man.
That's with two flexes.
You're the one that put her in the league, Jack, and we love Wanda, but that was your decision. Yeah. That was your choice. Now, hold on a second. How did you get in the league?
No, he's talking about Justin.
Justin hasn't changed the name yet, so it's still technically my name on it.
Yeah, okay. Yoshi doesn't know he's playing Justin.
Right, so like I can't – it wouldn't let me just be the commissioner. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And Justin's my co-manager.
Okay, so it's Justin.
The team,
yes.
There's no funny business here.
Okay. Well, no, I thought somebody like didn't show up for the draft or said, hey, I can't do it.
No.
And you had to get involved.
So Wanda at 78 points, not looking great for our – may win any game this year.
She's not going to get the Marks and Reese belt.
How the hell do you get 78 points, man?
With two flexes?
I have one answer for you.
Play nobody? Like, who the hell did she put in there?
Yeah, can you give me your lineup?
Yeah, did she set her lineup?
Yes.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's not a great lineup.
Yeah, I think that's safe to say.
Yeah, she had the worst draft, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's Josh Allen, Mike Evans, M. Callaway from the Saints.
Saints, yeah.
Deontay Johnson, Aaron Jones, Damian Harris.
Okay, not
so. So he, like, Josh Allen didn't do anything.
Didn't
that's
do
a
anything.
High draft
yes.
pick.
Aaron, oh,
Jones,
had,
Aaron
didn't
Jones didn't
do,
do anything. They scored 3 points.
She had Jameis on her bench though.
Oh, that hurt.
39 points.
Ooh, yeah. Well, you're not gonna start Jameis. Now she'll start Jameis, and he'll go to hell. And Josh
throw five picks this week. Yeah, Jameis gonna throw five picks this week.
Oh man. All right, we're gonna step away for less than 1 minute. But on the other side, we'll roll your phone calls on the Eagles. Has your expectations risen for the team or stayed the same? Also, BG had something really interesting to say about Nick Sirianni last night on the Brandon Graham Show. You'll hear that next. Less than 1 minute.
But boy, everybody got that chip on their shoulder right now. And Nick couldn't have came at a better time and coming with the message that he's coming with, man. It's perfect for this team. Perfect for the city.
Brandon Graham last night on the Brandon Graham Show. Every Monday at 6 o'clock live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philly. I mean, like, it does feel like that. Like, I believe this, that Sirianni's energy was what, I mean, really, at least in part, what this team needed. It felt like everybody last year, especially as you got to the end of the year, was beaten down by, like you had said, there was a black cloud over this team the last two seasons, and there was way too much going on.
Yeah, I mean, really, since they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, the fashion in which they won the Super Bowl, there's been a cloud hanging over the team ever since. It's been a cloud hanging over the locker rooms, dissension in the locker room, finger pointing, leaks, all type of stuff. That stuff wears on a team. And when players have to constantly answer questions about, is this guy a good leader? And they don't know what to say because half of the locker room feels this way versus the other half of the locker room feels this way. And is Doug a good coach? And all this other stuff. They ain't not dealing with any of that stuff this year. They can focus on football. And for a guy like Brandon Graham, who's in his 12th season, like he knows that he has very little football left in him. So he wants to enjoy whatever amount of football is left, whether it's one more year, two more years, or what have you. Like, the last thing he wants to do is be a part of a team that has this filled with turmoil and dissension and backstabbing and all that stuff. It takes the joy out of the game. And I can imagine that's what it's been like for the guys that have been here. You got to realize there's a handful of these guys that have been here either since Andy was fired, meaning he was part of they were part of his last draft class, or they were here during the Chip Kelly debacle.
Yep.
Now you just think about that. From Andy Reid at the end, when Brandon Fletcher and Jason Kelsey were here, with the dream team.
And that was a bad last year,
too. And the way the son dying up at training camp, Chip Kelly, Riley Cooper, cut trade Shea. Like, so much stuff has gone on with this team over the last 6-7 years. Those veteran players have seen it all. And even the Super Bowl victory wasn't as fruitful as a lot of us thought it would be because of the way that they won it. They didn't get to enjoy that. That wasn't a team that was built from the ground up where these guys all had come together for this one common goal. It was a lot of individual mercenaries on this team that weren't necessarily invested in the fabric of this fan base and being a Philadelphia Eagle. They seemingly have gotten rid of that, and now there's a new era of Eagles football, and you don't have all that other stuff. You don't have all that other stuff.
Yeah, everything's in front of you.
Yeah, and you can believe in the unseeable right now. You can have that possibility now. For the last couple of years, some of these guys are like, dude, we're not winning anything. Like, there's no way we want to win this guy. Like, they know that already, but they have to play the game. At least now, and everybody thinks it's all about Wentz. No, part of that's about Doug.
Yeah.
Doug had lost his way in how to coach and call plays and manage the team and all those things. That's where the Nick Sirianni impact comes in, right? Because you got to have a coach that you believe in.
Yeah.
And that's what they have now.
Fresh approach. Yeah. All new coaches, new by the way, for the most
yes,
part.
New ideas, all that stuff. Doug was still passing out Haagen-Dazs. Like we're not eating ice cream anymore, Doug. No.
I will have something on my face for sure.
Sirianni, he's the dog mentality to Doug's ice cream, yeah.
You know, and he's out here playing horse and ping pong and all this other stuff.
Much different than
– And it's refreshing to the older guys.
Of course.
It's refreshing to them. Now, the young guys don't know any different. Like, this is what they
know. But the BGs and the Kelseys, they get a little bit more pep in their step saying, this is fun again. Yes. Hey, you know what? Like, maybe we can win something this year. Maybe my career is not going to end on a sour note.
And guess who else has changed at least somewhat since he's been here now? He wasn't here all offseason, but he got a chance to be around the team during training camp. And now he gets a chance to see at least what it's like being in this new culture. And that's in Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
That's in Zach Ertz. He wasn't here the whole offseason.
Yeah, so I
remember. So he didn't get the bond and do all the other things that the guys did with Coach Sirianni and his staff.
Yeah,
but it seems like he's in the right place mentally now.
Definitely.
Right.
I mean, he's not going to talk a lot. Right. I don't think
he's not a distraction. He seems to be all in. I'm sure he wants more than two targets, and he's just a guy who's used to getting all the targets.
And he didn't have more snaps than Goddard because he was hurt, but he was on pace to – he was out there quite a bit.
But he's not the focal point of the offense like he used to be.
And he was their best weapon.
And that's an ego blow for all athletes.
Yeah.
It just is.
All right, back to the phones. And coming up this segment as well, we got to talk to Herb about his behavior yesterday down at Chickies and Pete's. He's on the line, Ike. He was fixing to get thrown out of there, just so you know, yesterday. I had to go over and stop it. Let's go to Tom in Alabama. Tom, how are you?
Yo, John, how you doing? Yo, IQ cool. We're down, right, bro?
Huh?
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, man? Hey, man, you know, check this. You were saying about the Super Bowl. They let up like 600 and some yards, but that's like 50 games ago, I think, if you include the playoffs. You know, I can't think of one game that they played as complete as that game Sunday. But what's bothering me is that not that they're discing Hurts or whoever else, the fact that they're discing the Falcons. The Falcons could have been up 7-0 and 14-7, which would have changed the whole complexion of the game. Just like with Hurts, he 25, 26 other quarterbacks in the league probably would have got sacked five, six times. He avoided a bunch of sacks. Sirianni employed the short passes, and he employed Sanders, too, who's key here, and Goddard. These two second-round picks, get these two guys locked down. We're going to need these two guys if we're going to win the Super Bowl anywhere in the near future. But Sirianni, with the adjustments on the defense, but the timeouts, too. He used one right before the first half that was good, and 8 minutes left, 7:59, 7:58. He calls a timeout. Like, the defense looks, the offense looks a little bit disoriented, so to speak. Pulls them off the field. I would think something to the Jets. Look, guys, it's less than 8 minutes. It's 22-6. Let's not do nothing dumb and blow it here.
Right.
Short pass leads into the pump, leads the clock, goes to the pump possession, which gets the clock somewhere under 6 minutes. Sirianni gets all the marks here, really.
So you are, Tom is impressed with Sirianni, as am I.
Yeah.
Excellent job. Hurts, very impressive. I don't know if I think because he's the quarterback, yeah, like, and he was excellent. I think people look more to Hurts as far as being more impressed with Hurts than Sirianni. But Sirianni had outside so far what we've seen, and this is preseason, outside of when everything happened with Jalen Hurts getting sick and the aftermath of that and trying to explain that, and he kind of unraveled with that. So far, Sirianni's been, he's been very good. He really has. All right, Herb from Northeast Philly's on the line. Herb, how are you, bud?
Yeah, what's going on, John? What's up?
Well, I mean, just yesterday, I don't know if you agree with this here, but just a very, very loud out in the audience. I know you're trying to participate in the show, but yelling and screaming, bothering people, to where I had to go over to Pete. Pete was fixing to throw you out of the place, Herb, and I had to talk him out of it.
Nobody came to me and said that. Nobody.
What?
I was fine. I was fine.
All right.
I don't know what you're talking about, because when Brandon Graham came on, he acknowledged me.
He knows you?
Of course.
Oh, he does. He didn't tell me that.
Of course. Yeah, he saw me. Oh, yeah. Right away, pointed at me twice, man. Come on now.
Did he? Well, yeah, because you're yelling. Herb, you're yelling at him, and Brandon's a nice guy, so he doesn't know who you are.
I said 55. He knew right away.
He knew what?
Was only 155 in there, yeah.
Herb, this is what I'm saying. Every week, Brandon's going to be there, and we like when you come out. Brandon's going to be there. Miles Sanders is going to be there. You don't have to make it about yourself. These guys don't know who you are. They just think you're a fan, so they're say, how you doing? All right? They don't know
they
who
don't
you are, Herb. Calm down.
They don't listen to the Marshall Reese show. They don't know how popular you are.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah. All right, it's a new beginning, dude. It's a new beginning, okay?
Yep.
And we got playmakers, and the coach is using the playmakers, setting up the game plan. We got San Francisco this week. They like to throw the ball. They like to run the ball. Okay,
that's two of the few things that you can do with it.
What do they like to do on defense, Herb? Tackle.
These guys got to get in there and study the film.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
That helps.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Are you going to? Now, Herb, if I remember correctly, we were trying to pin you down on on your official prediction. You said you needed to see the Cowboys play before you made your prediction. So
right.
You saw the Cowboys play and you saw the Eagles on Sunday. Can you give us a prediction on the season now?
Win this game this week. And we go into Dallas and beat the Cowboys.
Huh? He wants to see two more games.
We have not beaten the Cowboys in the last couple of years.
Okay.
If we go in there with 3-0, I could say that we can win 11-6. I go from I was 9-8. I've been 9-8 all summer. Okay.
We didn't know that.
Yeah,
you wouldn't give a prediction, Herb.
I gave you my prediction.
All right. Where are you right now, anyway, Herb? What are you doing?
James, you forget. You talk to too many people, John.
That's true.
Predictions. You got 200 predictions.
All right.
Remember mine, because
Herb, where are you right now? What are you doing?
You don't write them down, John.
Where are you right now? You sound like you're in a bathroom or something.
I just got home.
All right.
You just got home. Did you go straight to the bathroom when you got home? Are you in the bathroom right now?
Rabbi Solomon. I saw him over at
Man, he went to Rabbi Solomon. Holy cow.
See ya. He was sitting on the throne, Ike.
Yeah, we got a rabbi in there. Yeah, come on, Herb.
Yeah, Herb yesterday's yelling at me from the, he's going like, hey, you're Jewish like me, right? And I'm like, I'm actually not Jewish, Herb, but he was like, he was arguing with me whether I was Jewish or not. Like, no, your name's Marx.
He was out of control yesterday. You just reminded me. Yeah. that segment right there when he started yelling, you're Jewish, aren't you? Yeah.
It's like, no, but then he was arguing with me that I was Jewish.
Yeah. He made other comments too. And I was like, you got to get him out of here. Yeah, he's totally out of control.
I'm telling you, I went over. Pete's making a phone call. He's telling security to get that guy out of here. I'm like, he's harmless. I know he's a little loud right now. We'll calm him down.
Did you calm him down?
And he wasn't even drinking.
No, he wasn't drinking at all.
He's not drinking.
No. No, and the people that came out to see the show, they're like, did you meet Herb? And they looked at me like, what do you think?
Did Howard like the podcast idea?
We got to try to repitch it to him because Howard's the one who was trying to get him thrown out.
Oh, we listened.
I think.
I made sure to sick Herb on Howard. Like, yeah, go
yes,
ahead
we
and
did.
Bother him. Yes.
And Herb was saying the same thing. Yeah, you know who I am. And Howard's like,
I love the idea that Brandon Graham pointed at him because he's yelling 55 at him and acting like, yeah, we're good friends now.
He saw me. He knows me. Yeah. No, you're yelling 55 to get his attention. So then he finally acknowledged you and said, yo, you know.
Yes, exactly. Brandon's a nice guy, Eagles fans. Yeah. He's saying, if I wave at him, he'll shut up. And he didn't.
And he didn't. Just made it worse.
Yes. All right, let's go to Donald. Donald's calling from Chester, Pennsylvania. Donald, what's up, brother?
What's going on, man? I had to wait so long. So long.
Well, hang on a second. Put you back on hold. Let's go to Craig at D.C. Hi, Craig.
Marks and Reese. What's up, brother? Can you come and have Ike Juice, baby?
Oh, give him some Ike Juice.
He must have been drinking that Ike Juice. Ike Juice, Ike
Juice. Man, let me tell y'all something. Y'all crack me up, dude. I'm telling you, you talk about some characters, man. That dog on Herb is a mess, man. Hey, I love my city, bro. You know, I don't even live there, though. Y'all know I'm a transplant down here in D.C. now, man. So I just can't go a day without listening to y'all, man. Y'all got some characters up there, man.
Oh, we appreciate it, Greg.
By the way, Donald hung up. I would have put you back on, but when you're complaining, you've been waiting like everybody else has been waiting on hold. Sorry, I
don't care.
I'm going to punish you.
Man, it's not a good idea.
Mark snatched him up. I said, damn. But anyway,
hold on. PSA, hold on. I got a public service announcement for everybody listening to the show. Uh-oh. Do not complain how long you've been holding on.
That's a you problem, not an our problem.
Yes, exactly. Do not get on the air and be like, man, I've been on hold for a long time.
Hey, he must be a rookie caller, man. He definitely don't do that crap.
Yeah.
We don't play
Donald
that
knows better. Donald's been calling for a long time.
Okay.
Go ahead, Craig.
Hey, so look, man, just get real quick, fellas. You know, I didn't get to get my predictions early last week, but I had them right around that 8-9 win range. And, you know, me and my brother and all of us, man, we was watching the game this weekend, you know, and it was just, I'm telling you, man, you know, it's such a breath of fresh air, man, to start the season out with not only having balance, but we have synergy. And for people that don't know what synergy is, synergy, I mean, it's just like all the parts seem to be moving. I mean, it was barely, the O-line, they had a lot of penalties and stuff. But I'm talking about synergy between the coaches. I mean, all three levels, dude. And a prime example is when you look at how bad Dallas did, even though they hung in there with Tampa, that defense and that special team in Dallas stinks. Our freaking special teams, defense, offense, it's a tribute to Sirianni. It's a tribute to how he's molded these guys. These guys are bought into the system. And I'm telling you, man, we are going to be special. People clown us. I got Cowboy fans. Yeah, you got the 600-pound weightlifting quarterback and all that. I say, okay, that 600-pound squatting quarterback, he got away from two or three people this past weekend because of the fact that he squats and he's dedicated to his mission. And that's to win football games and to ultimately, you know, reach the pinnacle of his of success, which is he's used to. So I'm impressed, man. And I'm not saying Super Bowl and all that. We know that. But in this division, man, listen, the East is ours, man. If we keep playing and we get better each week,
it's wide open. No, like, I, and, Yeah, Craig, I look at it, and always great to talk to you, man. I look at it, and Dallas is still the favorite, even though they lost that game. I will still say that, but
yeah,
to me,
lost on the road to Tampa.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
exactly.
No shame in losing that game.
Yeah,
yeah, but actually, they should have won.
Should have won the game.
Yeah,
yeah. But like, it's open right now. It's open with Fitzpatrick going down, and the unknown of Heinicke, and the Giants looking bad, and Joe Judge not knowing basic replay rules in that game.
Joe Judge still up there making mistakes. Yeah. What the hell did he do?
Did he take a lap after that?
You're right.
He tried. Did you see what he did?
Uh-uh.
He tried to challenge something that was a rule of touchdown. He tried to challenge it.
You don't have to challenge.
You can't challenge it.
Yeah,
so they gave him a timeout. They took a timeout from him.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that went over well with
everybody. Every turnover and scoring play is reviewed.
Yes.
You don't have to challenge it.
Yes.
And by the way, he was wrong. It ended up being a touchdown. On top of it. The Lombardi of the 2020s.
Oh, man, the Lombardi of the 2020s.
Yeah, he's going to be back in New England next year with the rest of the old coaches Belichick had.
Yeah,
Matt
that.
Patricia.
Yeah.
The rest of the guys.
Yeah, they all go back.
They do. No one else wants him, that's for sure. All right, we're stepping away for 1 minute. But on the other side, what did we think of the rest of the NFC East after the weekend and the rest of the NFL? We'll get to that and more coming up. 1 minute. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.